We are now in our second week. And now we are in our second week of Heartbeat Series. We do hope that you're learning and now you're excited, okay, para sa week natin ngayon for the message about love. May katabi ka ba mukhang in love? Okay, ready na yan, ready na. Right now, we have invited someone from Every Nation Campus. Pero part of us now, he is the campus director of Every Nation Campus, Novaliches. Let us all welcome, okay, I believe he would introduce his wife to us, so papabayaan ko na sa kanya. Let's all give a Metro East warm welcome for Pastor Aldrin Oliva. Come on!
Thank you, Pastor Dean, and the rest of the campus missionaries here. I'm so excited to preach. Why? Because I'm sure marami sa inyo gusto malaman ano ba talaga ang katotohanan about this kind of topic. Tignan mo ngayon katabi mo, mukha ba siyang in love? Alam mo yung kaya siya pumunta dito dahil gusto kong matutunan ang tunay na pagmamahal. Pagmamahal na minsang nawala sa akin, kaya ako'y nag-iisa. Di ba? Nagiging makata tayo dito, si RB kasi ang galing eh, no? So, mukha bang tumitibok pa yung puso, nag-heartbeat? Mukha ba nag-heartbeat yung katabi mo, nagpapalpitate, nakarami ng kape? O kaya yung bunbunan niya tumitibok dito? No? So, sabihin mo naman, relax ka lang. Mag-aaral tayo tungkol sa pagmamahal, no? We are on a series entitled Heartbeat, and I would like to introduce to you my lovely wife, the most beautiful woman ever in my life, no? She's Gia, andun siya sa likod. So we've been married for 10 months, fresh na fresh. No? Last year, kinasal kami, April 16. And that was one of the most beautiful experience or milestone in my life. To meet the woman that God has destined for me. Sino sa inyo gusto nyo din ikasal balang araw? Ayan, mga lima lang. So dito lahat kayo, tatanda kayong dalaga at binata. Ganun ba yun? So, lalo na 'yung mga ladies, no, kapag sa Facebook eh may mga SD ng wedding. Hala, ang ganda ng kilay ni Ate, 'di ba? Yung gown niya hanggang EDSA. Sa mga lalaki, uy, ang ganda ng wedding. Umiyak yung lalaki, 'di ba? So, wedding, usong-uso, proposals and everything, no? Pero matanong ko lang dito sa crowd natin sa Metro East, gaano ba kayo ka-interesado pag-usaping wedding? Ano ang dream wedding mo? Marami tayong dream wedding. May iba dyan. Meron akong na-interview. Gusto niya outer space. So, madamot siya. Ayaw niyang mag-invite, no? Yung iba naman, underwater. So, haba andyan yung mga pating, andyan yung mga dilis, di ba? You may kiss the bride. Gusto nila underwater. So, we have a lot of thoughts. We are so fun in weddings. Kasi napaka-grandiose, napaka-glorious, napaka-ideal, no? Actually, nag-search ako sa internet ng ilan sa mga pinaka-mahal na wedding in the entire history. Top 2 lang naman. Unahin natin ito. Si Vanish Mittal and Amita Bhatia. Diba? They are businessman. Talaga, mga business tycoon yung parents nila. At tignan nyo, $6 million ang kanilang yung worth ng $60 million yung worth ng wedding nila. Sino sa inyo gusto niyo magkaroon ng ganyang wedding? $6 million, pwede na. Malaki pa rin, 'di ba? Kung kukumputin niyo yun sa peso, mga accounting dito, napakalaking pera niyan. No, very extravagant wedding. Baka yung iniinom nila puro gold, tinitimpla nila yung creamer, silver, mahal. So, yung top 1 naman in the entire history is this. Si Princess Diana and Prince Charles. Hulaan nyo kung magkano yung wedding nila. 200? Lower, lower. Bidding. 150. Oh, malapit yon kasi 110. Million dollars ang wedding nila. So, very expensive, very... Kung ako nga, parang ang wasteful na niyan, ilang bahay na yun, ilang business na may invest mo dyan, but mayaman sila eh. So, extravagant, no? It's really ideal, we're so fond in looking to weddings, no? At nakaka-inspire. Something na pwede nating pangarapin balang araw. And even me, nung time na ako'y nangangarap din na balang araw ikakasal ako, I want the best for my wife, natupad na because of that dream. No, but some of us, if not all, because we're so fond of weddings, sometimes maraming couple na nagpe-prepare lamang sila on the wedding itself. No, all the collaterals, logistics, finances, ibinabuhos nila on that one day experience, which is the wedding day. But if you're going to look at it, kung titingin tayo, may kilala ka bang tao na sobrang extravagant yung wedding nila, or sa mga Hollywood actors or mga kilalang tao na napakaganda ng wedding nila, pero after 55 hours, nag-divorce. Kilala niyo ba yon? Si Britney Spears? Meron pa sila, after 2 weeks, na-realize nila, sa tingin ko, hindi tayo compatible. So, kailangan natin mag-divorce. Extravagant wedding, ideal, yes, but they didn't prepare for their marriage, for the marriage proper. And looking at that, divorce is so rampant, no? But one thing that we are blessed here as a nation is that, according to the Vatican, the only country in the world that does not allow divorce is Philippines. Nakaka-proud ba? Sabi mo, astig ang bansa natin, no? Na kahit lahat, talagang ipinaglalaban, mag-divorce na, isulong nyo na yung divorce bill, nananatili tayong tapat sa ating conviction. But you know, nowadays, if you're going to search the internet, parang naiiba yung picture ng divorce sa Philippines. Why? Because 60% of Filipinos so wants to support the legalization of it. Marami naman ng other woman eh. Marami ng palabas sa TV, marami ng mga nagaganap sa buhay ng mga tao na parang marriage is just a paper, a piece of paper. And later we're gonna talk about that. Also, 1 out of 5 Pinoy marriages is annulled. Maybe this is not to put highlight on those people. I believe meron kayong kilala or kayo yung nasa sitwasyon na ganito, parents mo, separated, ganito, ganyan. This is not to put you down, but this is something that could really help you raise awareness so that you could prevent future complications from decisions or misconceptions about marriage. Now, that's why I'm telling this to you. Also, there is a statistics that shows fewer Filipinos are getting married. Sabi nga nila, yung millennials daw ngayon, baka kukunti na lang yung mag-asawa. Why? Mas gusto nila maging single kasi na-realize nila, magastos? Sino dito may kilala kang magastos? Gusto mo ba ng ganun? Di ba? Ayoko, magastos yan. Di ba? Magpapakasal, magkano yun? 100,000, 200,000, 300,000. Parang hindi ko yata kayanin yan. Yung iba naman, because of trauma. Traumas in the past. Maaring sa family, na-experience nila ito, ayoko nang ikasal kasi ganun din naman eh, nag-i-end, broken din yung family. Baka mangyari lang sa akin. Maybe those are the things, the reason why ito yung lumabas sa statistics. But if that's the case, ito na ngayon yung laganap, no? Ito na ngayon yung nangyayari sa mundo natin. Ito na ngayon yung meron na katotohanan sa atin. For me, for you as a student, no, what's in it for me? If we're going to talk about marriage, weddings, and relationship, eh, ang bata ko pa eh. Senior high school pa lang kaya ako. College pa lang ako, busy ako. Balita ko yung mga taga Metro East, busy sila mag-library. Talagang excellent yan, talagang honor God, excellent studies. Kailangan uno palagi para kapag pinakita kay nanay, mataas ang allowance, di ba? So, bata pa naman ako, why do I need to know that? This is to give you a word of wisdom, to raise awareness, no? To raise your value and standard and conviction for relationship. Because a lot of people wants to try. Gusto ko i-try yan. Something na uso eh, di ba? Pero this word tonight, I would like to share to you, matutulungan tayong ma-raise yung conviction natin about marriage or pursuing relationship. The next thing is to give you a picture or vision that marriage is more wonderful than anyone on earth knows. Masarap ikasal. Masarap magkaasawa. Diba, Pastor Dean, malapit na. At sa mga single nating campus missionary, let's pursue it, let's pray for it. Diba, Kuya Carlos, napalabas ngayon? So, it's the most wonderful thing that anyone on earth knows. But Paul, the apostle, said, marriage is a mystery. It's a mystery. But let's go back to the original purpose of marriage. kung ganito na karampant yung divorce and everything, parang napaka-twisted na ng view ng mga tao sa relationship, meron pa bang good marriage sa panahon ngayon? Meron pa ba, posible pa bang magmahal ng totoo at walang halong kung ano-ano? Posible pa ba yon? Para mabawasan ang mga nasasaktan at sawi at mga feeling sad sa Facebook, we're going to find that out. And last but not the least, this is to tell you that God has prepared a love story for you. Tignan mo yung katabi mo, sabihin mo sa kanya, God has prepared a love story for you. A love story that is greater than what you see sa mga telenovelas or Korean novelas, sila Huyo Ju Jun Fu, yung mga James Reed, di ba? Yung mga Nadine, yung mga Alden main fanatics dito, di ba? God has prepared a love story for you greater than what we see in this life. No, so if you are ready, ready na ba kayo? Can I invite everyone to stand up and let's read this short verse from Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 and 24. It says here, "Then the Lord God said, 'It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him.' Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." So that is the word of the Lord. Let's all pray. God, thank you for this opportunity that you are raising a generation that will really raise the standard of relationships and viewing marriage as part of your love and will in our lives. Holy Spirit, I pray, God, that you will help us, Lord, na matutunan namin kung ano ang tunay na pagmamahal sa pamamagitan ng topic na ito about marriage. Bless our time together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So let's all sit down. Sino sa inyo mahilig sa board games? No, meron na ngayon mga restaurant, no, para yung mga laro, pupunta ka sa isang restaurant, tapos puro board games. Nakaka-excite kasi tapos exploring, hindi lang puro chess or dama na lang or ano ba yung tawag doon, snake and ladders na nilalaro natin. We want to explore more games. Pero come to think of it, kunwari maglalaro kayo ng isang unfamiliar game, paano nyo kaya malalaman ang instructions or kung paano laruin ang larong yun? Pupunta kayo sa internet. Internet, no? Siyempre, sa manual, pupunta kayo dun sa instructions, di ba? Tama ba? Para malaman nyo yung kung paano laruin. For example, Monopoly, no? Manual is a beginner's guide. It is a small book that contains instruction and information. So what's my point here? Same thing with us. Kung gusto niyo talaga malaman kung ano ang totoo about love, what is the real thing about marriage, you better go back to the manual, and that is the Bible. Kaya babalik tayo sa marriage, sa Genesis, yung unang love story na ginawa ni Lord para sa atin. No, but let me define first what is marriage. Marriage is the presence of God in two people's lives. So two people, a man and a woman. Two people's lives that serve to fulfill a God-given purpose of honoring Him as one. Can you say one? One. What are the things we can learn from this verse o dito sa point na to na nabasa din natin sa verse na binasa natin? My first thing here is that marriage is God's idea. Not everyone or any other else's idea. Going back to Genesis, God created everything. Tama ba? God created everything. When He created the heavens and the earth, He saw, He said, it was good. Can you say, it was good? Diba? It was good. Day and night, He created it. The land and the seas. Anong sabi ni Lord doon? It was good. When He created the animals and other creatures, He said, it was good as well. Diba? Ang cute. Diba? Ang cute. It was good. Ang cute. And also, when God created your seatmate, tignan mo nga yung katabi mo, yung kaibigan mo na nag-invite sa'yo dito. And sabi ni Lord, yay, what happened to you? Diba? Hindi. Sabi, ba't ba ako pumunta dito? Nabubuli na nga ako sa school dito. Bubuli din ako, di ba? No, sabi ni Lord, it was good. No, it was very good. And here is Adam. Ito si Adam. O, di ba? Si Adam, Binigyan siya ni Lord ng role to conquer the earth, to take the lead, to name all the animals. Napaka-busy niya. While he was doing his job to name all the animals, parang biologist to eh. Ano matawag din? Biologist, di ba? Yung mga Rizalus, Draculus. Siya yung nagsimula nun, mga ganun. So, nininame niya yung mga animals. Kita niya, naka-holding hand sila. Para siyang pang blue magic, bear. Ito pa. Ay, they're forming a heart. Sige, lovebirds yan, lovebirds. Busy siya. Ano pa ba makikita ko? May nakikita siya. Ay, elepante. Wow, elepante. Pwede yon. Pwede. Tapos yung last, ay, nagliligawan sila. Ano tawag dyan? Squirrel ba? Squirrel, di ba? While he was doing his job, naming all the animals, ano mapapansin nyo dyan? May partner, no? Pero si Adam, hindi niya naisip yun. Kasi kompleto na siya kay Lord at alam niya yun sa sarili niya. So, while he was doing his busy job, there is one thing lang na napansin ni Lord na hindi good. Everything was good, pero aside from one thing, parang third-wheeler si Adam. Tignan nyo, meron ka bang kilala parang third-wheeler? Ano kaya yung pakiramdam ng third wheel? Uy, pa-picture naman dito kami. Tapos, ikaw, pag nagsiselfie sila, nandun ka lang sa likod, nakaganon ka. Wala, third wheeler lang naman ako eh. Ganun lang yung role ko, no? Masakit, di ba? Pero si Adam, let me tell that again, hindi niya na-experience. It is God who noticed na si Adam, wala siyang kauri. Hindi mo siya pwedeng i-partner sa unggoy, kasi pag mag-uusap sila, kamusta ka? Puro ganun lang, di ba? So it is God who noticed na kailangan ni Adam ng partner. That's why if we're going to look at this verse, na wala siyang partner, he said here, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him." That is why he created Eve. Cheesy, di ba? So what does this tell us, no? It simply tells us that God created the idea of relationship. Hindi siya idea ng tao. Hindi siya idea ni Papa Jack o yung nababasa mo sa internet or sa radio or sa dyaryo pala, nabaliktad, no? It is God's idea. Relationship is God's idea. The reality is that God is concerned for your love life. Tignan mo yung katabi mo, sabi mo, concerned si Lord sa love life mo, beshi. Diba? Bes. The problem is, as a young person, we might have that notion or feeling na, kasi si God yan eh, parang silent si Lord sa pagmamahal. Si Lord mas interesado pa, nagbasa ka ba ng Bible? Diba? Nagbigay ka ba ng pera doon sa umiikot na basket? Ha? Or nagpray ka ba? Umaten ka ba ng church? Akala natin, ganun lang yung picture natin kay God. Pero mali yun. The reason why, eto nga eh, siya yung gumawa kay Eve because he is concerned to our love lives, no? Kaya, sometimes, because we have that kind of mindset na isolated yung area ng love kay Lord, kinukuha natin sa ibang sources yung pagmamahal. Naniniwala tayo sa mga wrong voices. Uy, college ka na. Wala ka pang boyfriend. Siguro, badinggano. Mag-girlfriend ka. Inspiration yan. I believe you. O kaya naman, ano ba yan, senior high school ka na? Wala ka pang boyfriend. Hala, baka matanda ka na forever. Manang ka na. Para saan pa yung kilay is life mo? Diba? Mahirap. O kaya you are basing yourself in your emotions. Diba? Naranasan niyo na bang kiligin? 'Di ba? Yung feeling na kinilig ka dahil nag-text siya. Tapos tuldok-tuldok lang, tapos feeling mo yung text niya na tuldok-tuldok, kumain ka na ba? Miss na kita. Kinilig ka na, crush niya ako. We get those emotions to wrong sources. But as you can see here, na-forget natin, nakakalimutan natin yung thought that it is God who created man and a woman. No? So si Lord, let me tell you na si Lord concerned siya sa love life natin. That's why He wants us to know that it is His idea. Let God choose for you. Do not follow your heart. Na-experience nyo na ba yung may nagsabi sa'yo, follow your heart? Ano nangyari nung finalo mo yung heart mo? Ayan, sugatan. Nasa sulok ka, nag-eyeliner ka hanggang dito. Nakikinig ka ng emo songs. Alam mo yon na wala nang pag-asa, palagi na lang akong sugatan. Wala nang forever talaga for me. Kaya kung sa tingin mo, dinaya ka na ng puso mo, yung katabi mo ba mukha siyang dinaya ng puso niya? Huwag kang magpadayang muli. Bumangon ka! Let God choose for you. Let God choose for you. In Jeremiah, it says there, the heart is deceitful above all things. That is why kung wala tayong ibang maririnig dito na tama sa mundo, let's go back to the original design of that, and that is God. That is the word of God. Marriage is God's idea that expresses God's love and care for us. So if this is God's idea, seryoso si Lord dito. Kaya on my next point, kung idea to ni Lord, seryoso siya dito, ano ba yung pagpasok sa relationship ng ending is marriage? It is a covenant. Can you say covenant? Ano po yung covenant? Let me compare that to commitment. Or it's synonymous to commitment. Pag sinabi mong commitment, may kilala ka bang taong committed? Na talagang bibigay ko ang lahat, pati tuition mo, pambaon mo, ako sasagot sa assignment mo. In short, isa lamang siyang pangarap. Diba? Sinabing commitment, it's a deal, a compact agreement, or a promise. It says here in Genesis 2:24, therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. As men, last week, manhood, diba? Can I hear all the man here? Parang, nalulunod na po ako. Di ba? Pag sinabing hold fast, lalaki, we will leave. We will leave our household to lead and hold fast to our wives or your future wives. When you say hold fast, be united, joined, bond in one flesh. One man and one woman. Hindi parehas man, man, or woman, woman. Hindi din isang man, tapos may other woman. Andyan si Eve, si Lorna, si Faye. Diba, imagine niyo kung ang daming hinugot na ribs ni Lord kay Adam. Diba, wala nang ribs si Adam. Laglag yung lungs niya. But God designed only one person for you. That's why for all the ladies, huwag kang papayag na pagpasapasahan ka lamang. You should raise your conviction. Na kapag pinurso ka na isang lalaki, handa ka bang magpakasal? Ready ka na ba sa sinasabi mo? You don't know what's the real picture of marriage. It's a covenant. Sabihin mo yan sa kanya, ni-notes ko yun, di ba? Hold fast. What is a covenant? Covenant versus contract. Sabi ko nga kanina, ang contract sa world, it's just a piece of paper. No, pag sinabing contract, ay madali lang naman yan. O marriage certificate, punitin mo after, di ba? Wala na, wala nang visa yan. Or magpa-divorce na lang kayo. Kasi it's just a piece of paper. Because those people who are thinking na it's just a piece of paper, love for them is superficial. Meron siyang, I love you because maganda ka. E paano pag nabaliktad, pumangit siya? Or kumulubot na yung mukha niya? Wala nang pang botox. Diba? Ay, hindi ka na maganda. Ayaw ko na sa'yo. Akala natin minsan, ang love parang transactional. I love you if palagi mong bubuhatin yung bag ko. Palagi pag ano Valentine's, meron akong teddy bear from Blue Magic na ganun kalaki. Pero kapag wala ka ng pera, goodbye. Diba? I hate to see you go, but have a good time. Or, disposable. I love you until ma-expired yung marriage license natin. Kapag siguro mga 10 years na revisit natin, love mo pa ba ako? Ay, hindi na eh, kasi ano na eh, parang hirap mong kasama na. Tigil na natin to. Contract. But that is the wrong mindset which the world is trying to instill in our heart. Ang dami, komplikado. But if you're going to think about a covenant, napakasimple, walang komplikasyon. Ito lang, even if you don't, I will. Even if you don't, I will. Wala nang buts, walang ifs, walang kahit anong explain. Pero sinabi ni Lord na mamahalin kita, yun lang, tapos na. Jesus period. Diba? There is a commitment, there is a promise, a trust, faithfulness. You know, being married, I'm a newly married person. No, and this is one thing that I've realized as well, hearing from the stories of people and even the word of God, that being married is not just about being in love, but being married is about keeping a covenant, because a covenant is greater than love. covenant is from God. But love, galing din yun kay Lord. Pero sometimes, because of our flaws or sins, kinukuha natin kung saan-saan. That's why commitment is very important. It says here, commitment is not just a noun, but an action that is accompanied with faithfulness and responsibility. If you want to enter into a relationship, you have to know that the purpose of it is marriage. If you, sino sa inyo, ano ka pa, wala ka pang kaalam-alam sa relationship, no? Parang gano'n, wala pa akong boyfriend since birth. I'm planning ngayong February, di ba? Or sa lalaki, wala ka pang idea of that, no? Nag-BF, nag-boyfriend or girlfriend ka, marami naman na yun, di ba? And we're not here to condemn, no? We support. Kaya nga ako nag-asawa, eh. Kinasal ako 24 years old. 23 yung wife ko. Because I know that this is my purpose, no? That's why, if you're going to enter into a relationship, there should be a backup of marriage at the back of your mind. No, kaya ako ipoperso tong taong to dahil siya na yung nakikita kong forever ko. Yun ang tunay na forever. Pakakasalan ko to, there is a commitment. The purpose of entering a relationship is marriage. There are problems na merong premature relationships because we don't have that kind of mindset. But here's the thing. If you're going to look at the lives of people who made a strong commitment, napaka-fresh na fresh. Tingnan nyo yung sa Jollibee commercial. Hindi yung kinasala, yung pagkakita mo ay iba pala. yung dalawang galing sa campus na yung isa may kalab team talaga siya, cheerleader, tapos varsity siya, isa lamang simpleng tao na nagbibigay ng hamburger, na ending, sila pala. Kala ko na late lang, kala ko wala, may sarili-sarili silang pamilya. Pero nung nakita niya, sorry, late ako kasi pinatulog ko pa yung mga apo ko. Ang sweet. And I want to see myself and Gia to be in that kind of situation someday. Nakapag uugod-ugod na kami, no? Wala na akong ngipin, malaki na yung eye bags ko, mukha na akong bullfrog dahil nagsasag na yung balat ko. Sasabihin pa rin namin sa isa't isa na mahal namin ang isa't isa. Why? Because we have a covenant. And that is the reason why I pursued her. Many years ago, nag-propose ako sa kanya. And this is one of the best experience ever. When I pursued the very first woman that I love, I made a commitment with God na, Lord, yung unang babae na magiging girlfriend ko, siya na din ang huli kasi magiging asawa ko siya. And then I praise God for He spared me to the complications of the temptations in my heart. And then I met her sa Tagayubel siya dati, pero nakita niya yung picture ko, ang gwapo ko. So sabi niya, punta nga ako sa Nabaliches. De, joke lang. Nababaliktad talaga yung story eh. So we met there, we became friends. And when God, I believe God spoke to me and siya yung nakikita ko na babaeng magiging suitable helper or partner ko. And then we got married. After a year, wag na nating patagalin to. Kung mahal mo ang isang tao, pakasalan mo. I married her April 16. And that was an awesome experience. It's not the most grandiose. It's just a simple wedding. Doon lang yung mga special friends namin at kamag-anak. And there, we're beginning our marriage now. It looks like ang bata ko pa to share about marriage. 10 months pa lang kami. But you know what? I am confident and I am sure that this relationship will last. Why? Because Jesus is the foundation of it. And that will lead me to my next point. That marriage is a display of the good news. Good news is that marriage is a gift. And it is a promise of God. It is as if God bringing Adam or bringing Eve to Adam in the aisle. Parang ganitong picture na to. No, isn't that sweet? Na si Lord parang ito yung anak ko, pinipare ko para sa'yo. Kaya kailangan matuto din tayo mag-antay. Kasi minsan akala natin nadadala lahat sa madalian, di ba? Hindi natin alam na mimiss natin yung point na merong pinipare si Lord na mas best sa inaakala mo. Wait patiently because there will come a time wherein you will just share your vows with one another. And if you know that it is really the will of God in your lives, That's really the grace of God in us. Marriage is a picture of Christ's relationship to us. It's deeper than that. The reason why marriages can stay longer, the reason why marriages can stay deeper, because of this thought, that it is a picture of Christ's relationship to the church. It is a doing of God, meaning ginawa ni Lord ang marriage or relationship. It is also a display of God, meaning He made a covenant with His people in Christ. Imagine nyo si Jesus Christ, promise siya ni Lord sa atin, this is a gift. Gift si Lord when He came here in the world to serve and not to be served. He promised that He will forgive us on our sins, to give us a new life, and there is an acceptance that no matter who you are, saan ka man galing, anong estado mo sa buhay, kaya kanyang tanggapin dahil minahal ka niya ng buong buo. He committed His life by dying on the cross 2,000 years ago to say, my son, my daughter, I love you so much. At walang makakakompare ng pagmamahal na to sa'yo. That's why, if a marriage is bounded in this foundation, we can always accept kung ano man yung taong yun sa buhay mo. Hindi sa physical feature niya, kundi sa calling ni Lord. He is the center of our relationship. In 1 Peter, it says here, above all, keep loving one another, since love covers a multitude of sins. What is our foundation of marriage? Jesus Christ, whose love covers multitude of laws. Darating ang panahon that this is it. You will go into a place wherein God will elevate or place you in a relationship like that, like what we have. No? And my hope and my prayer is that we will look at it in the lens of Jesus Christ. Parang si Jesus, siya yung groom. Tayo as a church, we are the bride. God is perfect, we are not. But because of His love, He pursued us and He accepted us who we are so that we can join with Him and enjoy the rest of our lives eternally with Him. It says here, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her that He might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water, that she might be holy and without blemish. You know, knowing the real picture of marriage will help you value future relationship. That it is God's idea, it entails commitment, and si Jesus Christ yung nagmodel nun para sa atin. Can we all stand up? We will pray. Maybe some of you here are having thoughts in your head na parang ang hirap tanggapin, no? Kasi ang hirap tanggapin dahil nanggaling ka sa isang pamilya na broken. You know, katulad ng sinasabi ko, we are here for you. And we want you to know that you have a greater destiny in Jesus Christ. Na hindi ka lang pang ganyan. You don't need to live in that experience or trauma or circumstances in your life. But I believe God wants to free you from that thought because He will give you a new life, a new perspective, and a brighter future. If that is you, na feeling mo, God wants you to bring in another level of faith, naniniwala ka na magkakaroon ng reconciliation sa family mo, nagtitiwala ka pa rin na magbabati yung magulang mo, their marriage, and at the same time, ikaw, as a person na darating din sa pagkakataon na yon, you will not have that kind of relationship as well. You want to pursue a godly relationship. Just raise your hands and we will pray. Come on. Yes, Lord. Thank you for these people, Panginoon. These men and women, Lord, whom you are really exposing a lot of things in their lives, Lord. You are revealing how loving, how caring you are in them, Lord. It's like the picture of marriage, Panginoon. Tinanggap mo kami kung sino kami. Lord, ganun din ang panalangin ko na hindi kami mabubuhay sa alaala ng nakaraan o ng mga naranasan namin, either sa family. Lord, I pray for healing, Lord God. Maybe some of them are broken. Ayoko maniwala dyan dahil bakit hanggang ganito, ganito yung buhay ko. But Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will touch their hearts. You will give them freedom from that. And you will give them a bigger picture of your good, pleasing, and perfect plans for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.